You'd be spooning over your butter emulsion, and you would get closer to the meat and smell what the nuttiness of the butter or the caramelization of the steak, and you would know, okay, this is a great time to stop. You hit the flavor that you're looking for.
That's Chef Antimo DeMayo of Bardea Food and Drink in Wilmington, Delaware, explaining how he used to work before the pandemic. Things are different now because he must wear a mask.
I call them like flavor clouds. When I'm cooking a sauce and I kind of wave my hand on top of the pot to kind of get that real nice smell of the sauce of the tomatoes. And that for me has been the very beginning, something that I truly hated. I felt like it was taking away something romantic with cooking.
He and other chefs in our region say they've changed the way they cook to ensure their food is seasoned properly and has the right balance of flavors. That includes a lot of weighing, measuring, and seasoning during prep to prevent on-the-fly tasting during service. Some chefs won't part with traditional tasting, however. Chef Ashley James and the staff at DeBruno Brothers in Philadelphia lower the mask with one hand and hold a disposable spoon in the other.
It's very important. And quite honestly, it's really the only way to cook well. To cook from the heart and to try what you're producing. We still taste just as much as we did previously. Well, let's put it like this. I haven't lost any weight.
Chefs have also learned how to communicate better while wearing a mask and have adjusted to rising temperatures while wearing a mask in a hot kitchen. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.